Hello, it's Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM.
Totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally podcast.
Yeah, podcast, yay! So it's the joyous holiday season.
I know.
It's time to go out and start spending money on people we love and people we don't love too.
And there's the people you have to give gifts to.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's so tough.
What kind of shopper are you? Like a, I would imagine you're a bargain hunter, aren't you?
I am a bargain hunter.
Being frugal,
so
Jim.
I tend not to do, you know how things used to be just Black Friday back in the day?
But now it stretches out. It starts in July now.
It starts in July and it doesn't involve stores most of the time.
Right,
You know, online. And I love that.
I love buying online.
Yes.
I'd rather not stand in line because, you know, at Walmart, Christmas time is the only time they open up more than one cashier.
Oh, I know. That's when they go to two.
Yeah, they go to two. They doubled it up. But yeah.
I start around now.
Okay.
Occasionally. I mean, it's like a super rare, having an eclipse. I'll think of something earlier in the year that I go, oh, so-and-so would love that, and I'll never get a chance to get this for them because I'm like, maybe I'm somewhere I don't usually go or on vacation or something, so I'll do that. But for the most part, I would say like the next week is when I get the bulk of my shopping done.
Okay.
I do it like Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm more of a last-minute shopper. If I can't get it online and get it in 2 days, then I will venture out. But
then you go out to see which stores still exist.
Yes, exactly. Which ones haven't become a Spirit Halloween store?
I was just going to get her something, a cast or not. They're still open, right?
That's right.
Man.
Dillard's and Murfreesboro is closing down.
Oh, man.
Everything is closing.
I know.
Everything.
Well, we're ordering everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
My Aunt Dolores in Fort Wayne, Indiana, was one of those people that was like an all-year-long shopper.
Oh, she was one of those.
Yeah, and she would buy stuff. She would wrap it up immediately and then bring it out for Christmas. Sometimes she'd even forget she had it.
Oh, jeez.
So it'll be like Easter, all of a sudden she gives you a gift. I meant to give this to you for Christmas. But and she was always as surprised as you were because she bought them months ago and forgot what it was.
It was April when she wrapped it. And so many things have happened since it's a surprise for all.
Yeah, it's like your dad at Christmas because mom always buys all the presents and always wraps them. And dad was as surprised as you are. Like, oh, thanks for the present, dad.
He'd
great.
Go, yeah, that's great.
You're welcome.
What is it? I mean, yes, we looked long and hard for you to get that.
Because we love you that much. So happy shopping. Are you ready to have your mood changed? We're going to change it for you right now.
Please.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
This is an amazing story of just being at the right place at the right time. A woman in Florida was out with her six-week-old baby, and a guy just happened to stop and look at the baby and say, "Don't panic. I'm a first responder, but you might want to take the baby to a doctor."
Really?
Because it looked kind of yellow and jaundiced. Hmm. And I guess she did. Found out the baby had a genetic condition that affects your heart and your liver.
Oh.
And he could have died.
Really?
But it's under control with medication.
Oh.
Thanks to this that one guy seeing that and mentioning it to the mom.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It was a tough thing to go through, but because of that one small thing that he did, look at how much of an impact he had on Lincoln, on our family.
Very cool.
Man, that could have gone so badly.
Yeah, so but baby Lincoln's going to be all right. There you go.
Thank
you. Something inspiring to change your mood.
All our first responders.
Yeah, no kidding.
All that you do, especially if you're working this holiday.
No kidding.
We appreciate you. I think you and I have longstanding grudges against certain places.
Yes.
Let's just see who's got the longest standing stupid grudge against a store or business.
Okay.
So would you like to begin?
Sure. I have a grudge against Pizza Hut. I haven't been in a Pizza Hut for over 25 years.
Wow. What did they do to you?
It was so long ago. That was actually when you could go inside Pizza Hut.
Right.
And they would take your order and bring you the pizza at your table.
You could sit down.
Yeah, and they gave you those really nice, you know, red plastic drink cups.
Yeah, they were big cups.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, you know, and it was I was taking Alex and a bunch of his friends out for pizza after a Little League game. And we went into the one in Murfreesboro. It's no longer there. I think it's a Spirit Halloween store now.
Right.
Or something. It's been 700 different restaurants since then.
Or yeah. Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the entire restaurant, should have been a red flag right away because it smelled like bleach. Like, did you just clean up a murder in here? And so we sat at a table. There was a few of us, but it was a big table right in the center of the restaurant.
Okay.
And we were totally ignored for the longest time. Finally, I had to get up and talk to somebody. I said, you know, we've been sitting here for like 45 minutes. Nobody's even brought us drinks or anything. And the guy goes, oh, yeah.
So that was it?
That was it.
That was like, I said, forget it.
I'm never coming back to Mitzafut ever again.
I should not even say their name.
That's right.
I know.
It's the Voldemort of pizza. But yeah, 25 years.
It's okay. Yeah. All right.
Luckily, I think most of the Pizza Huts have gone out of business already now, anyway.
Yeah, they're kind of more takeout places.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are, places that fail.
Yeah.
Like, whether, oh, what is it this week? Oh, it's a Greek restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it's Gyros now.
Now it's Cash for Gold. I think you have me beat.
Okay.
By just a little bit.
Okay, who is your grudge against?
Let's go back in the Wayback Machine, the Hot Tub Time Machine, to 1999.
Okay.
Which would put me at 25 years, but that's only where the story begins.
Okay.
We got our first DVD player.
Uh-huh.
And decided, okay, let's go rent a DVD back when we went to places where you'd rent movies.
Right.
And I went to Hollywood Video on Lebanon Road in Hermitage.
Hollywood Video and Blockbusters were the only places you could go then. Yeah.
Yep. And I walked into Hollywood Video, and I remember, like, the big movie at the time was The Thomas Crown Affair. And, you know, it's like a thriller romance movie. It sucks.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
It was the first movie we ever rented on DVD. So, like, it's, like, burned into my memory, right?
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, not knowing, oh, is it different? So I went back to the store, like, later that night and returned it the same night.
Yeah.
After they were closed and they had that little mail slot.
Oh,
you
right.
could, like, drop it in and return your movies.
And you get credit for bringing it back, yeah.
Yes. So fast forward, like, 2.5 years, okay? So mine is shorter. My grudge has only been since maybe 2001 or 2002.
Okay. But the roots of it began in 1999.
Yes. I get a call on Easter Sunday. We're hosting a whole bunch of family. We're doing Easter egg hunts out in the yard.
Yeah.
And we're having, like, getting ham ready. And it's just like, you know, there's fake green grass everywhere.
Yeah.
And I get a phone call. And it's Hollywood Video. And they say, we would like you to return The Thomas Crown Affair.
That you rented 2.5 years ago?
Yes! The first DVD I ever rented in history. And I said, I brought that back the same night I rented it. 2.5 years ago. Why are you calling me on Easter Sunday afternoon?
And they didn't believe you.
They didn't. And I said, well, tough. So right now, it's some kind of minute clinic.
Yeah, right. Three things you want to know this morning if you're going to be traveling over the holidays and staying in a hotel. According to an exterminator, the best place for you to keep your luggage is in the bathroom. They say that's where bed bugs are less likely to get in your stuff.
Bed bugs don't go in the bathroom.
Apparently
not. So keep your luggage there.
Yeah, but you're still going to be sleeping in the bed, so that's where the bed bugs are waiting for you.
You're putting your body.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about the luggage? What about your body?
Yeah, well, just sleep in the tub.
Well, it's an excellent solution. Yes. Glad I paid all this money for this room.
Exactly.
Yeah. Popular. You're going to be popular.
So why did Ariana Grande fly to her hometown in Boca Raton, Florida for just one day? She went to go see Wicked with her 99-year-old grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She wanted to see it with grandma in the same theater they grew up going to the movies together.
Aww.
And saw it. And then she had to go off to like more promotion for the movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because it hasn't really been talked about or advertised. So she has to, you know, tell people about Wicked is in the theaters.
Yeah, that new movie. I haven't heard of it.
It's a great movie, by the way. Whether you've never seen it or you have saw it on Broadway, go see it. It's great.
No kidding. Dolphins are probably one of the most intelligent creatures on the planet.
Right.
But they're just like us. Some of them are insane.
Some of them just like to yell at clouds.
I love this story. This is amazing.
So there's this dolphin that lives off the coast of Sweden, which is a place where dolphins don't usually go.
Yeah, they're usually more of a
tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dolphin, his name is Dell. And he lives like in a channel off of Sweden, and he's all by himself, which is unusual because
they usually go in, you know, packs or
pods. Dolphins.
Okay,
yeah. And they decided like, okay, well, we've got this like one dolphin who's hanging out around here, and there's scientists. They're like, oh, we should kind of study him.
Yeah, especially since he's a loner dolphin.
Yeah. So they decided to like drop microphones down where Dell swims around, and they figured it would be kind of quiet, but it turns out he won't shut up.
Because they make like clicking and sounds and all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes. In fact, they said like, you know, he's constantly making these noise. They said in just like the course of a few days, they detected like over 2,200 whistles, 5,400 low frequency sounds, 767 percussive sounds, and then over 2,000 of those little clicky sounds.
So he's like me. He just walks around talking to himself.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes. And here's the weird part. Dell the dolphin.
Yeah.
I guess all dolphins, they make like a signature sound.
Okay.
That is kind of like, this is who I am.
Okay.
Okay. So when they make that sound, they're telling all the other dolphins,
like, I'm Steve. I'm Steve.
I'm Steve. Exactly. Oh, in this case, I'm Dell.
I'm Dell.
And so that's how they tell each other apart. And I guess Dell has developed 3 different signatures. So
he's got multiple personalities.
He's a multiple personality dolphin. And they believe he's talking to himself.
Hmm.
He's having conversations with his other personalities.
He's alone by himself, and he's become his own best friend.
Right.
He's got to have somebody to talk to, and
he's alone.
Also him.
Right.
That's
possibly arguments.
Funny, but also a little sad.
Conversations. Or is it that he just wouldn't shut up, and all the other dolphins said,
like,
you got to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe, he got kicked out of the pods.
Yeah. You just, like, my ears can't take it anymore. I've had it up to here. And I'm pointing to my blowhole.
Yeah. Exactly. Up to my blowhole with you,
Dell. We're done.
That's right.
Get out.
What a great story.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
Oh yeah.
Going Postal Brentwood, big sponsors of the show, big supporters of Woody and Jim in the Morning, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, for the guys in the audience, we have Brian in Mount Juliet. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Brian, glad to have you and joining you in this game. Your opponent is Taryn from Christiana. Hey, Taryn.
Hi.
Okay.
So glad to have you both. Let's get things warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. Starting with you, Brian, have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
Yeah, I've had both. I broke my ankle in college, and I've had stitches.
All right. Okay. How did the stitches happen?
Playing baseball, I got hit in the right under the eye.
Oh, ouch.
Didn't feel good.
Everybody loves hearing about eye injuries early in the morning, don't they? Sorry. I asked. It was my problem.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Taryn, what about you? Have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
I've never broken a bone. I had stitches, though, one time.
What happened?
Nothing exciting. I was getting my birth control taken out of my arm, so I needed stitches.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was kind of part of the procedure.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use in case you get in trouble. You don't know the answer to a question. You don't think your opponent knows it either. You can use your screw and make them answer your question.
All right. Here we start with a multiple choice question. Taryn, on the last lap of a NASCAR race, do they wave a green, yellow, or white flag?
White flag.
White flag!
Right. She says confidently.
There you go.
All right, she's up 1-0. Brian, it's your turn. Is Steve Madden a TV chef, a shoe designer, or a wedding dressmaker?
Shoe designer.
Shoes.
That is right. Nailed it. 1-1. We're doing well.
Taryn, what do guys buy at a Lids store?
At a what?
A Lids store?
L-I-D-Z?
S.
Yeah, can I use my screw?
Actually,
no, it's
no, that's hats.
Hats!
That is hats. Taryn is correct.
No.
Brian, you can only use the screw on your own questions.
Yeah, but,
man, sorry, I got excited.
It's okay.
Good effort, though.
I like your enthusiasm.
Yes.
All right, Brian, here you go. This one is for you. Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, is a member of what boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Wow.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Okay. It's 2-2 going into the last questions.
All right. Taryn, in baseball, four-bagger and moonshot are slang terms for what?
Moonbagger and slingshot? That's were they purposely bun it?
Bunting the ball.
No.
That is not correct.
No. It's a slang term for a home run.
Okay. Can't
well,
give that.
That's called a home run.
right. You're saying you're using the wrong words. Use home run. All right. Brian, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right.
All right.
New episodes of Grey's Anatomy are seen on News 2 here in Nashville on what night of the week?
Pure guess. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, you're
incorrect.
Close.
Incorrect.
Thursday nights. It still
no,
is.
Well.
After
right.
500 years of seasons, Grey's Anatomy is still going.
All right. That means we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics version.
Yeah. Up to 5 lines from a famous song. How many lines will you need? We'll start with you, Taryn. Up to 5.
5.
You want all 5.
Okay.
I want all of them.
Brian, can you do it in less than 5?
Yeah, give me 4. Why not?
4.
All right.
Okay, back to you, Taryn.
You want to do it in less 3. Than 3?
3.
Oh, okay. It's getting interesting. Brian, you want to do it in less than 3?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, you can do it in 1.
In 1?
You can do it in 1.
She's trying to talk to even lower.
Yeah.
He said 2. Do you want to do it with 2 or even go to 1 and just show off? It's up to you. Brian? It's up to Brian.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in 2. You've bid
1
2.
1 line. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 2.
Okay.
All right, 2.
He's playing it safe.
Okay.
Here are the 2 lines from a song. We need to know the name of the song. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Name that song.
Take these wings and learn to fly again.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. A few more seconds.
Don't know.
Oh!
Taryn. I can sing that song, but I don't know the name of it either.
Oddly enough, it is called Broken Wings.
Oh, man.
You had the title. It was right there
no.
the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, Taryn wins it.
Yay!
And that was
That's
an exciting
like my dream
game.
Come true.
That was so great. And thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. So if you're thinking about giving a gift, think twice about the Ancestry DNA kit.
That was kind of like a hot gift for a while.
It has been.
Yeah.
And this is maybe a good reason here why you might want to think twice about it. So there's a story now of somebody who decided to buy, like, as a family gift, a ancestry test for mom, dad, and all the kids.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you can find out, like, you know, oh, where do we come from?
Right,
and
right.
All those, like, interesting things.
Your family tree.
Yeah. But the thing is that this one person wrote that they gave that to the whole family. And said, like, hey, I wasn't sure what to get everybody this year, so I did this thing so we could all learn this stuff, and it'd be really fun. And their mom started freaking out and saying, like, oh, don't use the DNA test because, like, there's chemicals that are harmful. That's what I've heard, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, starts not making sense. And then they say, like, no, they're not. There's no chemicals
involved.
You
just, like, spit in a tube and send it back to them.
That's what they said to her. And then she's like, oh, no. Like, how about, like, we just do, like, you know, one of you kids take the test and then, like, just get your results, sell the other tests so you can use that money for whatever you want. And because all your tests are going to be the same.
So mom was against it.
She was very against it, at which point mom and dad go upstairs and start having a loud argument while the kids are downstairs going, which one of us has a different father than the guy
called
dad?
That's exactly the first thing I thought of. Mom is freaking out. No, I can't let you know who your real father is.
And then he said, well, how can this get worse? And then somebody said, what if we all have different dads?
Oh. And all of our dads are Nick Cannon. Remember, it's like there was an influencer, very mindful, very demure, and it became a really hot phrase for like 20 minutes.
I don't even
and then it went away.
Think it was.
Yeah.
I think 9 out of 10 people that said it ironically.
Yeah, like, oh, this is very demure.
And it's always been around.
Yeah.
Don't they, the word for the year, isn't it a new word?
Like, it depends. I guess second place went to Brat.
Oh, okay.
As in Brat Summer.
It was the Brat, yeah.
And,
that was used
Charlie
a lot.
Charlie XCX is Brat.
And but, that was also used ironically most of the time.
I bet, Brat is supposed to be like kind of cluttered but kind of cool. And, obviously the word Brat is not Brat because it didn't win.
It's right. There.
And there's one to grow on. It's really cold. I'm regretting the decision to wear shorts.
We stand opposite each other and there's a counter between us.
Yeah, so you can't see me from the waist down.
Yeah, from the waist up, you're wearing a Predator's hoodie.
Yeah, I'm warm from the waist up,
but
a little chilly from the waist down.
From there down, you're just wearing shorts?
I do
on
wear
a day
shorts
like this?
Quite a bit, but this time there was a reason. Yesterday I'm watching TV and I had Moira Rose, my cat, in my lap.
Yeah.
She's a tuxedo cat and therefore insane. is sitting in my lap, and normally Lucy, our Doberman, and Moira, they've started to get along pretty well. They'll even boop noses every once in a while. It's kind of
sweet.
Oh,
really? That's cool.
But for some reason, it just came into Lucy walked into the room, and that just set a panic attack into Moira, who was kind of half asleep in my lap.
Okay.
And so she did that thing the cats do, where they spin their claws really fast, and they're like, kind of like Fred Flintstone trying to start his car.
She just happened to be on your
lap. In my lap when it is. So
and you were wearing shorts?
I was wearing shorts.
Again?
And so I have matching scars and bloody scars on both of my thighs that match. And if I wear pants, it's like too tight and uncomfortable. So I'm wearing, shorts.
Which could lead to more scratches.
It could.
Maybe I get frightened. Somebody walks in here like, I don't know, Big Joe Dubin from 102.5 The Game, and I just get startled, and I just start scratching your legs.
Scratch my legs.
So
it happens quite often.
This could be a never-ending cycle.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you, and I'll tell all the listeners, but for everyone else, I'll tell everybody I was in like a sword fight or something.
Oh, yeah. Make it an epic battle. More, I was saving orphans.
Make it more manly. Yes, I was saving.
In a sword fight.
A sword fight before I could save orphans from a burning church. There, that's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Things you want to know this morning.
You think of the Nashville skyline, No matter how many new buildings go up, you still think of just one building.
Right.
The Batman building.
Totally.
AT&T building. Three people were arrested for climbing it.
Really?
On the outside of the building to the very top. Somebody spotted them as they were climbing up. Police found them upstairs hiding in a restroom.
Wow.
The three people, a couple were from Chicago, one was from California. They seemed like, you know, kind of thrill seekers. They were arrested for possessing burglary tools and disorderly conduct and trespassing.
Really?
But those tools may have been the things that just helped them get up the building.
Yeah.
But they told officers that they had heard that the AT&T building was the best place to go to get a view of Nashville.
So we don't know how to work elevators.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Most guys do it. Some ladies do it. Doctors say it's okay for everybody to do it. I'm talking about peeing in the shower.
What? Really?
Yes. I guess a lot of ladies especially thought that it was bad for you to pee in the shower. But
sure.
Doctors say, you know, it all washes away down the drain. There should be no problem whatsoever. And, you know, and guys, obviously, you're not going to, you know, stop the shower, towel off, go to the bathroom, then get back in the shower.
We're pretty lazy.
Yeah. That's a lot of effort.
It's facts.
We'd never do that. So go ahead. Pee to your heart's content.
If your day is not going well, you know, maybe you're just trying to, you're getting ready for the big holiday.
Yeah.
Just remember, you're not doing as bad as the guy who was in charge of dropping off a $300,000 Lamborghini to somebody who had just bought it. The Lamborghini Diablo VT is worth, yes, well over $250,000, and it's inside a truck that holds just one car. Kind of like when they bring race cars,
yeah,
if you've seen them like out on the
like
road.
A luxury transport type,
yes,
thing. Yeah.
And apparently, as the Lamborghini was being, you know, lowered from the back of the truck by the hydraulic lifts, the hydraulics messed up. One side went down, the other side didn't, and the car flipped and...
Oh, God. Wow.
Not good.
Here's your car. Don't worry about a tip. I'll be okay. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Guess what? It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycles and ATV in Murfreesboro. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association, and we got us a puppy.
Yeah, this is Squiggle. Squiggle is 2 months old, neutered, up to date on all the vaccines, and ready to go home.
I love this little guy. Well, he's got, like, his ears stick out. They've got, like, a caramel color, and he's got white, and he's just, like, a distinguished little gentleman.
I know.
He's got a bow tie.
He's dressed in his Thanksgiving best. He's really just trying to woo everybody so he can get home and eat some scraps under the table.
Yeah.
Just a puppy that you want to cuddle.
Yeah, he only weighs 4 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a purse dog.
So what kind of dog is your guess for
You know, everybody who has seen him has a different idea. We have him listed as a Chihuahua mix, which I could definitely see.
Maybe
a little bit terrier or something. Like this wiry hair, like is a little more terrier.
Kind of like got a beard.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's a mix of perfect and adorable and amazing. And he's just,
And he's just so precious. He's so tiny. And he is just ready to be taken home and enjoyed for the holidays. If you want to be thankful for something, if you're looking for something to be thankful for, just grab Mr. Squiggle here.
And I'm thankful for him. This has been the best day ever. He's just perfect.
You'll have to check out the video because he's closing his eyes just saying, I just want to sleep and be cuddled.
Yeah. TikTok and the Woody and Jim Facebook page, as well as 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. You'll see Squiggle. I call him Mr. because even though he's a puppy, he looks distinguished.
Yes, like, Mr. Squiggle is, who he is.
He's got
professor energy.
Professor vibes.
Yeah. You can see he has a pipe and he has like patches on his elbows.
And the greatest thing is, like you said, he's had his shots. He is neutered. He has got his tracking chip.
Yep.
He is good to go.
Yep.
That's right.
So if you can get down to, how long are you guys open today, the day before Thanksgiving?
5 p.m.
till 5 o'clock. The clock is ticking.
That's right.
On Mr. Squiggle.
Mr. Squiggle is waiting for you. Home for the holidays with Mr. Squiggle. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. Wet Nose Wednesday brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro. It's cold outside. I'm wearing shorts. Jim has got a hoodie on and a American Red Cross blanket.
I know. I look like some kind of disaster victim. It's cold in the studio.
It is cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's warmer downstairs because it's closer to hell. But we're upstairs, so
we're
we
on
have
the
to
second
deal with
floor.
It. Yeah. Y'all have a blessed holiday.
Yes.
We'll catch you back here soon.
Thanksgiving plans? Where are you going tomorrow? Because I know you have like 16 different places
right.
to go.
We're going to some of Melissa's relatives down in Mount Pleasant, and then we're going out to some other place on Friday.
All right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I know, it's just like, tell me the next one. Yeah. Go to the Predators doing? Game tonight.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, then we're going to our new in-laws. My daughter's husband.
That'd be cool.
His parents are having us over tomorrow.
Very nice.
Yeah. That way I don't have to clean the baseboards at our house.
I like that.
Yeah, if you're going to go into somebody's house, compliment them on the baseboards they cleaned.